بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on many occasions would speak about fitan, trials. The highlight of the trials that he would mention is when he would speak about it, error will come, where there will be the trial which is known as fitanud dajjal. He would say from the time of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, nothing like this has been made. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in describing this here, he also mentioned that when the call of dajjal will be made, there will be a father whose desire will be that his wife and his children must not respond. He said no matter how hard he will try to lock them up, he will make every effort to prevent them from going. But that person who's called, who got that pull, after the father locks everything up and he will go later on to see, he will find his wife, his child has sneaked out. Somewhere along the line they will wait for the father to go to sleep. Such a call it will be that the Dajjal will not have to beg them. They will be begging the Dajjal, can I come? When a person would read that narration, you would think during that time there would be no hope for anyone. No hope. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then also spoke about that the Dajjal will come to Medina Munawwara. And then there will be someone who will go out to oppose him. And that person will have so much of iman that when the Dajjal will say to him that if I cut you in half and then I bring you back alive, will you finally then accept me to be the Almighty? And that person will say that you are not. And doing what he threatened, the Dajjal will cut him in half. However he will be, who understands what will be happening in that time and what an exam it will be, especially for the people looking. This will be magic on its highest level, highest. But after he cut the individual in half and he brings him back in, he will say, now do you accept me to be God? So this person will reply to him, now I have even more conviction that you are not. He said, because my Nabi mentioned something about you, even about this year. The point I want to tell you is, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described who will be saying this year, he used the word fatan, shab. He said it will be a young person who will reply to the Dajjal. Young. We normally we would have thought of a sheikh, a very old person, a very pious person. He will go out, they say, sheikh, go and fight him. He says, shabun. What we understood is, on one side there will be a group of youngsters who their father will try to lock them up. But no matter what effort is made, the Dajjal will not have to scream to them. He will just walk and they'll walk behind him. You call it the Pied Piper. He'll play his tune and everyone will walk. And on the other side, when the person has to oppose him, it'll also be a youngster. Me and you have to think about when the youngster will be on both sides. May Allah Tabarakallah make me and you the youngster who will stand up to him and say, I know you're not God. It'll be a youngster. When Allah Tabarakallah speaks about the fitan of Dajjal, the surah that was devoted to that surah, which we know as Surah Kahf, that surah spoke about youngsters. Spoke about youngsters. It never spoke about youngsters who fell in evil. Surah Kahf speaks about an entire nation that is moving in one direction towards evil. And Allah Tabarakallah then says, أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ. During that time when everyone was lost in the evil of the era, there was a group of youngsters who were different. When Surah Kahf, which was the highlight of the fitan of the Dajjal, was going to mention youngsters, it was to show that in the era when people will stand in opposition to evil, where the world would have thought there's no hope for the children of the future, Surah Kahf is showing old people might fall for the devil, the youngsters will fight the devil.
Old people might fall for the devil, youngsters will fight the devil. أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَحْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ Allah Tabaruk Allah says, do you think the incident of the boys in the cave was something amazing? إِذْ أَوَلْ فِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَحْفِ He says, remember the time when a group of youngsters said, we are going to the cave. So they were invited. Everyone was going out. A youngster is such that what appeals to the old person has to appeal to a young heart. It appeals more to the heart. If a new phone comes out, a young heart looks at the phone faster than the old man. When a new game comes out, it's the young. But what happened to this group? That when everyone was going to a party, there was a group who said, we want to go to a cave. And it was not an old man who said, I saw enough of life. An old man. When a man reaches a certain age, you tell him, uncle, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib says, that he was sitting when he was young, they used to travel by bus. So sitting in the bus, then opposite him was sitting one old uncle. You call him like Hindu uncle, but old, Baji you call him, like very old. Half the teeth is almost like gone. And then next to them one young girl came and sat, one Hindu girl. Because that's how the buses were, you can't tell her go sit the other side, no parda. So when these girls would come and sit, then they would actually even put their leg up like this. So when they put it up and you got a skirt, then you can understand what happened to Baji. So when that girl came and she put her leg there, this Baji now, he just went. So his mouth opened. So Hazrat Hakim Sahib now, he looked away, but he said when the conductor came to ask for the ticket, because there they ask for your ticket to like stamp it. So he said, ticket, ticket. Like they say ticket, ticket is Urdu. They say Baji, ticket. He said, where ticket he's thinking about? Baji was in another paradise. But then Hazrat Hakim Sahib said, like, if he could, he would have told Baji that at this age now, what are you going to do with this girl? Like, you already finished your life. Like, that even if she comes in your lap, nothing's going to happen. You're gone. Nothing's going to happen. So that Baji, if he says, I'm going to the cave, you would have said, where else can you go? Where else? But when the youngster, when he saw everyone going, even the old, and Allah Ta'ala says, remember the time, إِذْ أَوَلْ فِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ When a group of youngsters saw everyone going, and they said, we're going to the cave. It was to show that in every era, Allah Ta'ala will inspire a young person. And not one, but a jamaat. How that inspiration will come, that even if they now threaten that if you don't go out, we'll kill you. Those youngsters would stand up in front of the leader. Remember, one is Dajjal, where his father will lock up a youngster, begging the youngster, don't go out. And at night he will come and he will find the boy is gone. And one is a youngster where the leader of the time is saying to him, that if you're not going to change your ideas and your ways, I will kill you. And Allah Ta'ala says, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ نَبَأَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ That we are telling you an incident which has no exaggeration. This is no story. إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ Allah says, amazing it was that they were youngsters. فِتْيَةٌ, young. آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ What iman they had on their Allah. وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَى And how we increased it. وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا These boys stood up and Almighty Allah said, and I made them even stronger. They stood. That these boys stood up, that word was the secret of this whole surah. إِذْ قَامُوا There was a group of youngsters who made a decision. They knew everything happening around them. They had seen it. They had heard of it. They had experienced it. It was an every year experiment. It was an every year fair. They would go out. It would be a party. It would be entertainment. It would be dancing. It would be fun. They saw it. And when a youngster sees it, he waits for the next. But something came in their heart. And they worked on the pull of that heart. إِذْ قَامُوا And they stood. When they stood, Allah Ta'ala said, I did the rest for them. وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ I strengthened their heart so much. فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Now they started speaking. This was not a sheikh giving a bayan, it was a young child. a young group of people. Some have written that each one's father was the most affluent of the area. So the king was very worried because these were ministers. In the house of ministers, I have visited many houses of the wealthy. That boy is surrounded by luxury, surrounded by luxury. But when you look at him, you see, you find him, he's looking for something which luxury can't give. There and there. That boy, if you tell him you want to go in the path of Allah, he runs to getting sleeping bag. When they ask me sleep in that room, when I sleep in that room, that bed is such that you'll think like you'll drown in that bed. But that boy has become tired of the luxury of his father. He wants to find the luxury of the masjid of Allah. You'll wonder like, who pulled you? So this surah shows who pulls. Every one of them was the son of a minister. And they stand up and say, our Allah is the Allah of the heavens and the earth. لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَٰهًا. We will no longer call anyone besides Allah. And then Allah Tawaruk Ta'ala says, when the youngsters spoke, and they said, فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ. That if we are unable to worship Allah, yeah, the people will not allow, then I am ready to leave it all. فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ. They said, let's go to the cave. يَنْشُرُ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ. He said, in that cave you will find Allah's mercy will find us there. This was a group of youngsters. When we speak of Surah Kahf, we today say when they entered the cave, their food came to an end. Then they were worrying, how are we going to get food? And Allah Tabarakala put them to sleep. And for hundreds of years they would remain sleeping in the cave. But when they went to the cave, they never know that. When they went to the cave, they never even know what's going to happen after. He said, if the leader has to find us, perhaps he'll kill us. There were no Nabi, this group. They were not in a Darul Uloom. They had not gone to a Hifz class. But there was something in them that changed them and changed the world. But Allah Tabarakallah says it wasn't old people, it was youngsters. It was one call. And they responded to that call. When speaking of them, Allah Tabarakallah now speaks about, the surah is to say that in every era, as we go closer to the era of evil, and perhaps me and you might even see that day when it is called the real Khuruj, the real opening, the real might of the devil himself. Perhaps me and you might have to see the time when Dajjal himself stands in front of man and he says, am I not God? And on that day where one group of youngsters will say, you are God, and fall in sajda. Another group of youngsters will say, even if you cut me in half, you will never be my God. It will be youngsters. But to become of that group of youngsters, you'll have to do what they did, is qamu. When the thought came in them, they said, let's be different. And if the environment is not allowing me to be different, maybe it's time for me to pull out of the environment. They said, where must we go? They said, even if we have to go to a cave, in the cave the mercy of Allah will find us. When Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Rahimullah was inspired with the work of Tabligh, this work of Tabligh was this year when people told him, who will come? Who's going to ever leave their houses to come? And today when you will see people leaving their houses and where they're going in the world, every one of them was looking for the cave of Almighty Allah. Looking for the cave. When Allah Tawarukala speaks about this cave of our time, a few other directions were given. It has to be a cave in which there's a group of youngsters. Alone in this era, you will never manage to find Allah. But if you have a group, a company, whether you go in the path of Allah, whether you go to a madrasa, whether you go to a Darul Uloom, whether you just tell a friend, let's go out for 10 days, but let's just go away from this area. You need a group, fityatun. You have to be young. That's why in this group, normally we say old people, old chachas, they must like go their own jamaat. They mustn't go with youngsters. They can't click. It's youngsters, innahum fityatun. Those youngsters never took one old person with them in the cave. Old person will go in the cave, first thing he'll say, it's too dusty here, let's clean up. That's how old person is. A youngster is different. So it was left for youngsters. One is there to be a group. Then Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, watlua. مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ. That a kitab has come from your Allah. Now start reading this kitab. Tilawat. When you will enter this cave, you need a group. And then you need a manual, something to keep you getting the mercy of Allah in the cave, that is called Quran. Whether the person went in the path of Allah in Jamaat, they said, make time for Quran. He came to a madrasa, the main system of the madrasa was Quran. He went to a hifz class, the main thing was Quran. They said, read Quran, wherever you are. A group of youngsters with Quran. La mubaddila li kalimati Allah. You will never find anything that can change the word of Allah. Every other thing, the world will change so fast. But we will say, what I saw yesterday, it's something new at the moment, Almighty Allah says, but the word of Allah, what changed the world 1,500 years ago will change you today. Tilawat of Quran. وَصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ Then Allah Ta'ala says, one more. You will have to hold yourself for a few days in the company of someone who you understand to be connected to Almighty Allah. Wasbir. You will have to hold yourself. During that time you will say, I'm getting a little tired, ya Almighty Allah says, little bit more. Just hold yourself. وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا While you are in that environment, you'll want to know what's happening in the world. Certain person I like so much, he's so wealthy, I would like to know what he's doing. A certain actor, a certain player. I want to know, did he win the match, never win the match. Almighty Allah says, don't worry about that. So if you are ready to enter into any cave, whether it is the cave of tabligh, whether it is the cave of a madrasa, a cave of a hifz class, you are young, you feel a certain thought in you, and then you are thinking, should I do it, should I not? It's qamu. Allah Ta'ala said, when they stood up, we made everything. Even if it was a cave, in that cave we brought the mercy of Allah in that cave. When these boys fell asleep in the cave, many a time when madrasas are opened, then the mother, she has the biggest worry. Like, she says, I want to come see the madrasa. So normally you will always see at the madrasa, they say, only men allowed. Why? Because if a mother sees that madrasa, she'll take her child out of the madrasa. If she has to come in our bathrooms, there'll be no one left in the darrooms. But when a boy walks in that madrasa, even if it's the most cleanest, Allah Ta'ala makes something happen. After that, that boy becomes oblivious. Ask a person who went in Jamaat to Pakistan. Then he'll tell you, there's no real toilet also. There you got one door which is halfway. So it covers the main part. It doesn't cover the rest. But when you need to go, that person will go. And next time you ask him, where are you going in Jamaat? He said, Pakistan. But he knows the last time when I was there and I had that running stomach, it was Qiyamah. In that state, Allah put so much of mercy. He said, I found it there. In the cave, when these boys had to fall asleep, if a mother had to be there, first thing she would ask, they're going to sleep in a cave. Where's the mattress? There was no mattress. They were going to sleep for over 300 years. During this time, what about bed sores? Almighty Allah says, we turn them from side to side. We turn them. When someone gets sick and you see him on a bed, you'll understand what this means. When one sore comes out on that body, Allah Ta'ala said, نُقَلِّبُهُ We were turning them. ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ Sometimes they were this side, sometimes they were that side. They were made such that if an insect was coming towards them, their eye was like, I'm wide awake. So the insect just pulled back. They remained in that condition for so many years that when Allah woke them up, they never even knew they slept. Normally you'll wake up and say, hey, what's the time? They never even felt it. They said, I'm feeling hungry. Just to tell every mother that if your child is allowed to enter into the cave, you don't worry of the cave after that. In the cave, the mercy of Allah will find him. But that boy who's ready to go into a cave, in the cave you have to be young. You have to have a jamaat of youngsters. You have to have Quran. And you have to be ready to stay for a few days without wanting to run away. Madaris were created on this year. Tabligh was created on this year. A thought came to me in recent times that for the vast majority of youngsters, I found that their relationship with Quran, alhamdulillah, in South Africa has become unique. That when I see a youngster reading Quran, it makes me so happy that he's reading so beautifully. So beautifully. When you ask the father, like he's doing full-time hifz, he says, no, school-going hifz. What the environment of the university, what the environment of school, I have seen certain children ask, where he did hifz? Where she did hifz? They said they did hifz on the internet also. They said this child had no one to teach. They found someone where everybody else found evil on the internet. That person said, I'll find Quran on the internet. They found it. It made me so happy. One thing, however, I found that is missing. He said, when the child now is reading Quran, and he's reading it with so much of feeling, he doesn't know what Quran means. So if Quran is telling him change, he doesn't know Quran is telling him change. And it is this one thing that is now my desire, that in every town I go to, it is a plea to the people, create some system where the child, as he learns and memorizes Quran, he also understands the talk of Quran. And even if he has to go a little slower, there's no rush in this. But every day when the child goes home, and today he learned from his ustad, وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. Then at night when the mother is putting off the light, she says, what you doing? The child says, I only want to read two rakats. And in that two rakats, I want to read وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. And he reads it one time. He finished reading one time, I want to read again. The beginning part of the ummah what changed them. They were murderers. They were people in adultery. They were people who used to be in intoxicants. There was a person who killed Hamza radiallahu anhu. He has the name of Wahshi. Wahshi, his father was Harb. Harb means war. So he's called Wahshi, the son of Harb. Wahshi means wild. His father is called war. If a man, his name is wild and his father is war, what you expect of him? Those people used to name their children like that. It was a unique time. Islam changed it. We thank Islam. In that time, they used to name their child dog. Dog, lion, bull. So one time someone asked them that your slaves, they got lovely names. The slave is Nafi, beneficial. Anfa, more beneficial. Beautiful. He said, you give your slaves such beautiful names. And you give your children dog. So those people in that time, it was only war. They used to say, we name our children for the enemy. So when the enemy say, who's coming to fight? He said, the dog is coming. He say, we name our slaves for us. When I come home, I say, where's my Nafi? Where's my benefactor? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came, he changed that. He said, how can you have? He said, your child and you will be called in the heavens by your name. He said, give beautiful names to your children because that name is going to be taken in the heaven. Who wants your soul going up to the heavens? And one angel says to the other, who's coming? He says, the dog is coming. So where the dog is coming in the heaven? He said, change it. He stopped it completely. Islam, Allah's kindness today, me and you got beautiful names. And why are we saying this here? Because sometimes we're finding mothers nowadays, it's a unique trend, like I want to be different. So when all the good names are gone, now they're finding the funny names. Funny names. They're pulling names from Persia and Turkey, whether they're seeing it on a movie, that name, they don't know what it means. But when it sounds nice, the only email I'll get is this name allowed? Is this name allowed means that mother herself knows most likely it's not allowed. But if Maulana says, okay, Uli Makru, she says, therefore it's jaiz. Why is she asking? They know there's no name like that. Time will come when they'll call back again, bat and lion. He said, beautiful names. He said, a beautiful name will make a beautiful person. So Wahshi bin Harb, that name, while the son of war, he killed Hamza radiallahu anhu. And then he even had that flesh taken out. He delivered it. Where one woman was going to chew on that flesh, but it was Wahshi that pulled it out. He waited for Hamza radiallahu anhu. He sent his spear to Hamza radiallahu anhu. He had no feeling. For him it was that, I'm not bothered who this is, I just want my freedom. So it had nothing. He killed Hamza and he went away. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would cry over Hamza radiallahu anhu for years. For years. Hamza radiallahu anhu passes away in the second year of Hijri. In the eighth year of Hijri. So second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth. 6 years that pain will remain. 6 years. When normally if someone passes away after 1 year when you meet the person, like, when Wahshi radiallahu anhu, he becomes radiallahu anhu, when he comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Mubarak to your Islam. He says, but when I see you, I feel too much pain. He says, can you do me a favor, like avoid coming always in front of me. After 6 years, what pain, but he felt no pain. What? He had no feeling. He did it and he went. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes to Medina, Makkah Mukarramah is a conqueror, he sends a message to Wahsh bin Harb, inviting him to Islam. يَدُعُوهُ إِلَى الْإِسْلَامِ. What a unique Nabi. Where you would have said, if he wants to come, let him come, I'll show him. Here he sends someone, sends a message to him, inviting him to Islam. What I want you to understand, even the kafir at that time, the disbeliever, they were paying attention to the meaning of Quran. Even the disbeliever. When he invites him to Islam, Wahshi will send a message back. أَنْتَ تَزْعُمُ يَا مُحَمَّدْ sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That, O Muhammad, you are the one claiming, مَنْ قَتَلَ أَوْ أَشْرَكَ أَوْ زَنَى. The one who kills. Today after the Asr Salah, the boy read beautiful Quran. That's when the thought went in my mind of this incident. The verse of Quran was, وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ. Those people who are Allah's selected servants are those who do not make partners with Allah. لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٍ. And they have not killed anyone. وَلَا يَزْنُونَ. They have not made zina. As for the one who will do that, يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That on the day of Qiyamah, punishment will be doubled. Quran was for who? For the believer. The disbeliever was listening to it. So as soon as Dawah reaches him, he says, Muhammad, you the one claiming that the one who kills, and the one who makes partners with Allah, and the one who makes zina, adultery, that man is not going to Jannah. He is going to burn in the fire. يَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا. He will remain in it forever disgraced. يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ. Wahshi is saying, he read Quran. It was in his mind, the meaning was there. Quran spoke to him even before Islam. He said, you saying this here. Double adab. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends a reply back to him. Ayat is revealed for Wahshi. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Almighty Allah says, hold on. As for the one, except for the one who believes, illa man aman, wa amila amalan saliha, he makes tawbah and he starts doing good. Fa ulaika yubaddilullah sayyi'atihim hasanat. Almighty Allah says, whatever evil he got, I promise I'll make all that evil good. He says, Allah is most forgiving. It spoke to Wahshi. Wahshi understood the meaning, he spoke back. He said, هَذَا شَرْطٌ شَدِيدٌ. He said, this condition you put Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is too hard. You said he must do good. عَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. He must do good. He says, me, I don't know whether I'll ever get the chance to do good. But I did enough bad. He said, you got any other issue for me? Like, هَلِّي مِنْ رُخْصَةٍ. You got anything else? Like, anything else? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wahi comes, he sends another message. Quran speaks to the person. It spoke to Wahshi, it's speaking to me and you, but the child must know the meaning. Then when the child will read this here, he can cry himself. So Wahshi then he sends, ayat come down for Wahshi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends another answer to him. Inna Allah la yaghfiru ay yushraka bihi, wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika limay yasha'a. That understand that Allah will never forgive if someone makes shirk with him. So come out of your shirk. After shirk, whatever Allah wants to forgive, He'll forgive. So you kill people, you were adulterer, you were in alcohol, whatever you did. Just come out of shirk and everything will be forgiven. وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. He forgives besides that whoever He wishes. But now see Wahshi, he understood Quran. Quran spoke to him, so he spoke back. He said, I see in this verse that Allah has said, He forgives whoever He wishes. He says, I don't know if He's going to wish to forgive me. Who will say that? The one who's speaking to Quran and Quran is speaking to him. He says, I don't know. He says, oh Muhammad, do you have something else for me? Like, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran speaks. Allah tabarak ta'ala sends another verse for washing. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ Allah says, say, O my servants who have oppressed themselves, لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ How can you lose hope in the mercy of your Allah? That you're asking this question, I don't know whether He'll forgive me. He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا Allah forgives everything. When Wahshi heard this, he said, this one, na'am, this one is for me. I'm waiting for this one. Then he accepts Islam. A sahabi radiallahu anhu is amazed at this. The mercy of Allah speaking to Wahshi. He says, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we also did what Wahshi did. Asabna mithla ma asab al-Wahshi. So what about us? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, lil muslimina amma. That this mercy of Allah is for every believer. But the talk of Allah is also for every believer. The individual must read Quran. When the child is reading, he must see that verse and he must ask a question. My desire is that a time must come in this country where whether you are a hafiz of the whole Quran or you are a hafiz of a few surahs of Quran, you must know the meaning of what you're reading. You must be able to respond to Quran. When Quran will say, Jannah, in your own salah, you must start thinking, Allah, I want it. When the Imam is reading about Jahannam, in your own salah, you must start shivering. And you must say, Allah, protect me from this. There must be no need for the bayan after the fajr. The fajr must be the bayan. There must no be no need for bayan after the isha. The isha must be the bayan. Whenever the Imam reads, the child must say, my lecture from Allah, I took it. When the child walks home, he's repeating the verses. There were people in the past, they heard one verse, one verse. But because they related with Quran, they did things that the mind could not understand. Understanding the meaning of Quran. In a lot of masajid I spoke about this year, and Allah tabarak ta'ala has now started showing me, I have seen results. I saw a result of some boys doing hifz of Quran. They're doing part-time hifz. The ustad took to it. I don't know what system he used. But when Allah tabarak ta'ala promised, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرَنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ I have indeed made this Quran easy to understand. فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرْ Who's ready to take the lesson from it? When Allah said, I made it easy to take a lesson, it is impossible that learning Quran will be difficult. So I saw a boy which made me amazed, but again that verse came to my eye. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرَنَا الْقُرْآنَ That why are you shocked a boy understands the meaning of Quran? Three boys were brought in front of me. One finished 13 paras, hifz of Quran. Part time. And then the ustad told him, start reading this page. As he's reading, he said, right, stop now, translate. And the boy started translating. But the boy was a young boy. Then he said, he finished like 13 paras. He already knows three paras, meaning of Quran. I was so happy. He said, this other one finished about 17 or 18, 19 paras. He knows 10 paras of the meaning. He said, this other one has finished his Quran. He's known about 15, whatever it was. Asked him, how many students he got? He said, about 25 students. 25 students are doing this. I said, is this a full-time course? He said, no, this is part-time. They come to me, they're reading, memorizing Quran, understanding Quran, learning the history of that ayat. So he asked the boy, read this here. Then as he read something, he said, tell me about these people who are being mentioned. And the boy said, this happened with them. He's learning his history of Quran. That boy's entire tarbiyah is taking place as he's reading. When I saw this here, I said, Allah, I started it like. But now that it has started, let it boom in this country. That a time must come, every masjid you must go, you must not just see a boy reading Quran. That boy can also be translating Quran. He doesn't have to be in the Darul Uloom for 6 years. Some ulama have mentioned Quran got about 500 words. 500 words that you really have to pay attention to. And the rest of Quran will revolve around these 500 words. They have asked, if you take one word per day, how is it in 1 year you can't cover 360 words then? So if you take 3 years for hifz, and you already got 500 words to worry about, it's something to think about, why did we not ever now hit the entire meaning of Quran? So Allah tabarak ta'ala got His time for everything. Yusuf alayhi salam had a dream, I'll become the king of Egypt one day. Everything will fall in front of me. Yaqub alayhi salam heard the dream, but he knew it's not going to happen tomorrow. But a dream comes one day true. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make this dream come true also. And whoever will work in this effort, whoever will try, whoever will create their own garden, their own cave. You want to make a garden, it's even better. It's a cave, it's even no problem. When I mentioned this here, someone came and asked me, why don't you try it? So there's one thing, like normally we say, Moranas are good at talking, but they need somebody else to do. Hazrat Hakim Sahib said, the one Morana gave a top bayan about giving sadaqah. So when he came home, he saw his wife prepared a pot. He said, who's coming to visit? She said, listen to your bayan. I said, today I'm going to feed. He said, that bayan was for the qawm. They must give us the sadaqah. They must give us. One friend, he said one joke. Not a nice joke, but a Morana can speak on the Morana. So he said, what's the most powerful thing in the world? He asked me. So he said, you know the power of water. Have you ever seen what water can do? We saw when the floods come. He said, the water makes the things move. The power of water. Things start moving. And he said, you know the power of steel, iron. That when they put that iron there, even the water hits against it. Hits, the thing just holds. He said, but you saw the power of fire. When that fire touches that steel melts. He said, then you saw the power of sadaqah. What is the most powerful thing? He said, when sadaqah is given, even fire extinguished. The fire of Jahannam is finished with sadaqah. Then he said, what's more powerful than sadaqah? So I was quiet. He said, it's the molisap. I said, how is that? He said, the molisap eats the people's sadaqah. He eats it up. All gone. There's no sadaqah left. It wasn't a nice thing what he said. But it was, what a power in the molisap got. So I told the person that, you know, we can talk. I need you to do. But then a thought came in me, let's also try. So I also made an effort. You also make an effort. Everyone, we created something now and we're having a hope, inshallah, to introduce this in the near future. This is known as Rawdatul Islah. Rawdatul Islah was a name that came to me. It's supposed to be a cave. The cave of reformation. But I knew as soon as a mother hears the word cave, she says, my child is not going in a cave. So we called it a garden. A garden for a person's reformation. But the purpose of this garden at the moment in my mind is two. May Allah make it that many other things happen also. At the beginning it is two, and I want this garden not to be in one place, it to be everywhere. So we thought we'll create one model, people can see the model and they must recreate these gardens. To get the garden you only need even a cave. You need a group of youngsters. You need the Quran, tilawat of Quran, the meaning of Quran. And you need those youngsters to be ready to stay in a place for a little time. If they will be ready to do that, they will become the people of the cave. If the Dajjal one day stands up, that same youngster will say, even if you cut me in half, you're not my God. But they needed this environment. This is Al-Kahf. So we created Rawdatul Islah. And two things came in my mind. My real object in this thing is that we want to have a Hifz class. But a boy who comes to the Hifz class, together with memorizing Quran, he will also understand the meaning of Quran. And in the morning he will be reading tahajjud and crying with that Quran. At night he will be reading awabin and crying over the meaning of Quran. So that thought, may Allah make it that we're hoping after Ramadan to start that madrasa. A message went out, some people asked where the madrasa is, so they created like an application. There's something called rawdatulislah.com. Maybe co.za or something, so there a person can see. But the desire is, I want this thing everywhere. Like, whoever has a madrasa to say, can I teach my children the meaning of Quran? So this madrasa will open by us in Aikenhof after Ramadan. But the other desire I had was everyone, many have finished Quran. Many memorized Quran years ago and forgot Quran. Many people say, I learned 5 paras, I forgot it all. And now I feel shy to go back. So my desire was for the majority of the Muslim world, especially people who have reached a certain age where they say to memorize Quran now is too difficult. But I do know a little how to read Quran. I actually memorized when I was young one para of Quran. To be able to make this person see how easy it is to learn the meaning of Quran.
and to attach.
So what came in my mind that we created something which is called tarbiyah causes. So this is a 30-day cause at the moment. The first cause that will run by us is most likely, if I'm not mistaken, I think the 4th of December. So we set a date from the 4th of December for about 27 days. And we open this up that a youngster who got free time, and because this is the first masjid or the first youth program after this thing was now decided on and made ready, so I extend this invitation to you people also. That if you got a little time, and you find in this December period, so one period was made from the 4th of December to about something January for about 27 days. The details of it is on this website, Rawdatul Islam. And a second one from January till just before, so another about 27 days. So whenever a person, if he can give about 27 days, he can take out from his life, and he says, I want to go into a garden to see how easy it is to understand the meaning of Quran. So we have a plan, we want to try it on a few youngsters. So my invitation is, whoever Allah puts it in his heart, then look at this application, look at this website. If you can make yourself available, and if you can come, and if Allah makes it happen, that you can come out of there understanding how to understand Quran. And seeing it is so easy, then a time might come where you will cry one day and you will say, the message of my Allah was with me for so many years and I never knew what my Allah was saying. I have seen non-Muslims, when we ask them, what made you read Kalima? Who came and gave you dawah? That non-Muslim says, no one came. But the day when I had a question, then I went on the internet and I searched and I saw a translation of Quran. He said, I started reading the translation and I said, Wallah, this is not the words of anyone but the Creator. Recently one friend said to me, they offered the priest the Quran. When the priest came back, he said, you know, the Bible is full of contradictions. He said, in this book of yours, there's no contradiction. He said, the Bible got a lot of politics. He said, this got no politics. When the non-Muslim said this here, the man is telling me, you know how he appreciates it. I said to him, the problem is we don't appreciate it. He looked at the word, meaning without the wording. Quran is the words with the meaning. When the non-Muslim benefited with the meaning without the words. Because to learn the words of Quran is much harder than the meaning. To see the meaning, you just put on the internet, you'll see the meaning. Tell the non-Muslim, read Quran, he say, I can't read. To learn the words is much harder than the meaning. When Allah took us so high that we're reading the words so beautiful, it is really sad that we missed out the easy one. That He will come and say, amazing what your Quran said, and we'll ask Him what it said. Like, what it said. He said, amazing. He said, I found my Allah in Quran. And you say, how you found it? Like, he said, I saw it in these verses. I said, I don't know what the verses mean. So we are already so high. Allah Tabarakallah inspire whoever has heard this. Is Qamu, that group of youngsters stood. When they stood, Almighty Allah said, everything else we did for them. You must all stand. And every one of you must say, that I got a few years before the coming of that Dajjal. I want to be that youngster, not whose father comes to look for him and says, where's my son? I want to be that youngster who is able to go up to Dajjal and says, even if you cut me in half, I will be able to read Quran in your face, which will answer your every objective. I will be able. A child will then be in the school, in the university. In the school, they will try and say something. In the university, they will say something. The child will not answer his own answer. He will say, sir, what about this verse of Quran? What about this verse of Quran? People in the past, whatever silenced, Quran is called, Allah is called the King of all kings. And the speech of Allah is called, so in Arabic they say, Kalamul Muluk, the speech of kings, Mulukul Kalam, is the king of all speech. The speech of kings is the king of all speech. If me and you can learn that speech, no one in the world will be able to debate with us. We will have the king of all speech. Mubarak to that child who will one day stand up and he says, but my Allah says this. And he will be able to read the Arabic, and then he will give the translation. May Allah Tabarakala make this dream a reality. May Allah Tabarakala make these gardens flourish everywhere. Open up in different places. May Allah inspire the teachers of Quran. May Allah inspire the learners of Quran. May Allah allow every one of us to become min ahlil Quran, from the people of Quran. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.